Born on this day back in 1946, drummer Keith Moon of The Who. Voted the second greatest drummer in history by a Rolling Stones readers poll. I don't know if that's accurate, but it's close. Died in September of 1978. Keith Moon, though, born on this day in 1946. We hear Who Are You? The final album on which Keith Moon appeared on with The Who. Born on this day back in 1946. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Promise I give you that link one more time, the piece we just talked about with Michael Munger over at the American Institute for Academic Research. That's AIER.org. For most things, recycling harms the environment. Really an interesting read. We're joined now by David Thomas Roberts, author and the CEO of Telegistics, a telecom financial management company. He's written a piece up at townhall.com. Townhall.com. The left is now reaping what it has sown for years. David, thank you for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Scott, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, tell me a little bit about what you're trying to get at this piece at Town Hall.
Well, it's just, first of all, is, you know, the progressive era, which started in the early 1900s in America, over the years with the, you know, we've lost our moral compass as a nation. We're killing unborn children. We've got the average millennial probably can't cite but two or three of the Ten Commandments. And we've gotten away from a spiritual moral compass. And so and it's been through progressive ideologies in the 60s with the Great Society, and now you see it with the Democratic Socialists. Of course we're going to have mass shootings. We've always had guns. So we're going to have mass shootings when the country has lost its moral compass. I mean, we've always had guns as a nation, and the mass shootings are a relatively new phenomenon. And I blame it on the progressive ideologies that have set forth our moral compass in the country.
You have this lengthy paragraph in the piece, David, in which you describe how exactly this has happened. All these things get check marks next to them, driving a wedge in marriages and attacking the rugged individualism. Check, 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 check. How do we begin to turn the tide?
Well, it's going to be very difficult, Scott. I mean, it's it all starts at the family, the nuclear family dinner table. How you get church attendance has gone down over the last 30 years. You know, how do you get people back to a spiritual revival in the country, a moral compass? It's going to be very difficult. And one of the things that I always talk about is that we've lost our education system. And so I don't know when the last time, you know, as a parent, I have four grown children now, but as they were growing up, I used to look at their history and civics books and just be outraged about what was being taught. And, you know, and that's, you know, in the last 10 or 15 years, imagine what's being taught now in the American history revisionism. I mean, look, most kids can't cite the three branches of government. And so when we have these democratic socialists coming about, you know, that are articulating, you know, how good it would be to be a socialist country, most of them don't have enough civic background to understand the difference that you know, socialism always leads to bloodshed eventually. And so we've got an education problem. I think that's where it starts. But, you know, the progressive ideology, the mass shootings are just a symptom of that taking hold over the last few decades.
David Thomas Roberts with us. He is the author of a piece at Town Hall. The left is now reaping what it has sown for years. Find at townhall.com. An education problem. You know, we here at Hillsdale are doing our best to combat that. I just talked to Mary Graybar, who has a new book out about Howard Zinn and his history books that are used in so many high schools and grade schools across the and colleges too, I suppose, across the country. But I wonder about it. You know, an alternate way to get at both I don't want to say children, but young adults. And to try to educate them about, yes, what socialism is, how it ends, how it always ends, what it means. It seems like that's something that could be useful.
It could be. And I think, you know, this is the homeschooling is more popular than ever, but it's still a tiny fraction. Mm-hmm. And I would agree with you, Hillsdale, my goodness, other than Hillsdale, Tell me a college where you could send your kids and not have the possibility that you get returned a little communist when they come back. I mean, you know, the tenure and stuff at college universities, it's just we've got a really problem, a big problem with the education system. And I'm a big fan of Hillsdale. I love the Constitution program that they teach. But, you know, across America, I don't know if you know what the number one economic theory or that is assigned to classes, but it's Karl Marx. Mm. So Karl Marx is the number one prescribed economist that is prescribed to the students that they must read. It's number one, and it has been for years.
David Thomas Roberts, the piece up at townhall.com. The left is now reaping what it has sown for years. You can find it at townhall.com. David, thanks for joining us this morning here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Steve, thanks. So, I mean, Scott, thanks so much for having me.
No problem. Appreciate it. That's David Thomas Roberts. And yes, I am broadcasting this morning from Hillsdale College. And if you want to know more about what we do here, hillsdale.edu. And I mentioned this now and then. I'll just mention it again. You know, we don't, college takes no money from the government, no federal money, no state money. And so we exist and are sustained by our friends and our donors. Our students can't take federal loans either. So if you look through our course book, you see page after page after page after page of these privately funded scholarships and grants. And we only are able to do that through through you and through the support of supporters and friends of Hillsdale. Hillsdale.edu for more information. And the online courses, heck, I'll mention those too. Online.hillsdale.edu. Online.hillsdale.edu. Back to wrap up hour two. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have a serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment. This local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.